Hi, welcome to the Christian American Man Podcast. This podcast examines what it means to be a husband, a son, a father, and a man in 21st century America. I'm your host, Phil Wilson, and together we will talk about all things Christian, all things American, and all things manly. And now, on to the podcast. Hey folks, Christian American Man here. This is Phil Wilson. It's episode 22 today, and we're going to be talking about something a little different today because I wanted to take just a few minutes in this episode and do an honor to a great man, a great minister for the gospel, a great apologist by the name of Ravi Zacharias. So Ravi Zacharias passed away this week. He had a brief bout with cancer that has really taken him quickly, and I think it was a surprise to a lot of folks. But I wanted to take just a little bit of time to talk about him today because he left behind a body of work and a ministry that would benefit from your support. You would benefit from listening to and reading some of the work that he's left behind. Ravi Zacharias was born in India. He had a life-changing conversion experience at 17 years old when he attempted suicide. And during his recovery in the hospital, his testimony says that he was given a New Testament. Someone witnessed to him, and he came to know Christ at that point. For 47 years, Ravi Zacharias was involved in active Christian ministry all over the world. He was in Vietnam. He was in a lot of different countries. He typically worked as an evangelist and an apologist. And if you don't know what an apologist is, it's someone that defends the gospel, if you will, that can answer questions and can talk to unbelievers. And he would frequently do that. He would speak. He would do debates. He always did this in an attitude of love. He took an approach at this from an education that was centered in philosophy. And so he had a really interesting way of being able to defend the faith. He was excellent at what he did. He wrote a number of books, and I encourage you to go out and to look at those. If you're looking for something that is really a thinking man's a book on faith and Christianity, he has any number of works around that, and I wouldn't even begin to try to name them all because he's done so many. He also had a ministry that he involved podcasts in, Just Thinking and Let My People Think, and he has a Christian ministry that I know will continue to go. His daughter is currently the CEO of Ravi Zacharias International Ministries, or RZIM.org. If you want to go out there and take a look at that, I encourage you to do so. Just a great, loving, kind, gentle man. Was involved with Billy Graham's ministries for a number of years. As I said, he has put himself in harm's way many times, went into some very hostile areas, and has spoken to individuals of all different faiths and no faiths, and has always shown a profound dedication to the gospel and the person and the work of Jesus Christ. I feel a sense of loss, even though I didn't know him personally. I feel a sense of loss for us and for the Christian faith. I feel as though the Christian faith has lost a friend and lost a defender. And I feel like that Christ and heaven has gained a good and faithful servant. And so I ask you to remember them in your prayers, the family, the members of his team and his organization as they say goodbye to Ravi. I encourage you also as well. Please go out and take a look at some of his work because it is absolutely phenomenal. It will really make you think. And one of the things that I love about Ravi Zacharias's work is that it encouraged you not only to stand up for what you believe, but to know why you believe what you believe. And I think that's a very valuable thing for all Christians to be able to do. I also wanted to say that as we're finishing this up, I'm going to make it short today. I will tell you that this is the last podcast for this season. I'm going to be taking a little break for the next little bit and may come back in the fall, may come back the first of next year with a second season. But I'm going to be spending some time working on what I'm referring to as the Heritage Project. And if you want to know more about that, you can follow me on Facebook or you can follow our website, and there'll be more information coming up on that. But I am going to be busy doing some things, and so I just wanted to let you know that. So having said that, I just want to encourage you to remain strong, remain faithful during these difficult times, and as always, I encourage you to be the Christian American man that your God, your country, and your family needs. Thanks, and take care.